Next patient is Patricia Alacras Estrada. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Hardik Patel, reason for consultation. Supraventricular tachycardia evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation history. Patient is a 45-year-old female with a history of palpitation period. Patient has palpitation multiple times period. Patient went to the emergency room with the supraventricular tachycardia and given adenosine which terminated tachycardia period. Patient is complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness associated with the supraventricular tachycardia period. Patient is placed on beta blocker and in spite of that patient has a recurrence of supraventricular tachycardia. Patient has normal left ventricular function by echocardiogram period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia period. Current medication, metoprolol, succinate, 25 mg daily, lisinopril, 40 mg daily, sertraline, aspirin period, allergies, non-allergic allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease, cardiac dysrhythmia, review system in general, denied reason, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated nausea, arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 127 over 77, pulse is 60, respiration 16, weight is 183 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal, active, ball sound, estimated no edema. Clinical mission number 1, supraventricular tachycardia, number 2, hypertension. Recommendation. Patient has supraventricular tachycardia and required multiple emergency room visit period. Patient failed medical therapy period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedures can benefit. Discuss in detail. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, heart blockage, may require pacemaker implantation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Hardik Patel.